This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 10-year-old girl who was raped and impregnated by a man in Ohio was denied an abortion in that state after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last week that it overturned Roe v. Wade, demonstrating the tangible impacts that the High Court's decision is having on patients seeking access to the medical procedure. A child abuse doctor in Ohio contacted Dr. Caitlin Bernard, an obstetrician-gynecologist in Indiana, after receiving a 10-year-old patient who was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. The 10-year-old child is now heading west to Indiana because the abortion ban in Ohio, which prohibits the medical procedure when fetal cardiac activity begins around 6 weeks, had become effective quickly after the High Court issued its decision. Ohio is among a number of states that now prohibit abortion access since the Supreme Court eliminated the constitutional right to an abortion. Some state laws have been paused pending legal challenges. No word on whether the 10-year-old girl's rapist will be charged or prosecuted. A 28-year-old Helena man has been charged with multiple felony offenses, including repeatedly raping a child younger than 13. David Allen Caves is charged with 7 felony counts of sexual intercourse without consent, felony strangulation of partner or family member, felony assault with a weapon, felony sexual abuse of children, and his first misdemeanor partner or family member assault offense. On June 29th, Helena police officers responded to a domestic disturbance. The investigation led to Caves being arrested on domestic violence-related charges. During the investigation, a juvenile disclosed sexual abuse allegedly committed by Caves. According to the juvenile, Caves would ask for sexual favors, often promising a reward in return, like video games. The promise of the reward was often not kept, the juvenile told officials. The juvenile victim recalled telling Caves no multiple times in many of the instances of alleged sexual abuse. Caves allegedly targeted the juvenile because he thought the person would not say anything and was good at, quote, keeping secrets, the juvenile told authorities. A 21-year-old man who coerced a 14-year-old girl into a sexual relationship in 2021 was sentenced for felony crimes in Gallatin County on Tuesday. Oliver Owens Temple, 21, pleaded guilty to felony sexual intercourse without consent. The plea was not part of an agreement. Gallatin County District Court Judge Andrew Bruner sentenced Temple on Tuesday to an 8-year commitment with 5 years suspended in the Montana Department of Corrections. Temple's defense attorney, Ashley Whipple, asked that he receive 30 days prison time, the mandatory minimum under Montana law. Temple is now designated a level 1 sex offender, which denotes the risk of repeat offense is minimal. There are 3 tiers. Temple had sex multiple times with the 14-year-old girl beginning in early 2021. He told police at the time that he was aware the girl was in junior high school. Montana's age of consent is 16. People under the age of 16 are unable to consent to sexual activity, according to state law. The relationship ended after the girl's father found out about Temple. The girl's father testified Tuesday that Temple groomed his young daughter into believing the two were in love. He said he found his daughter crying in her bedroom after Temple had bought her Plan B, an emergency contraceptive that prevents pregnancy. The Bozeman March for Reproductive Rights, partnered with the Bozeman United Way, will hold protests every Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Gallatin County Courthouse starting Friday, July 8th. The group held a march on the 4th of July with attendees carrying signs with phrases like, "My body, my choice," and "I will not go quietly back to the 1950s. The marches are growing in numbers following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and take away a woman's right to abortion. The Bozeman March for Reproductive Rights on the 4th had about 600 people in Lindley Park for the protest, and the group with Bozeman United Way will hold weekly protests each Friday night at 7 at the Gallatin County Courthouse.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.